remember last time, Carl Morgan, his eyelids stuck tightly closed, put an index finger in one ear and had Julia Fairholm blow into his other ear through a drinking straw. As we all knew it would, his eyelids popped open. But when, in gratitude, he reached for Julia to embrace her, Carl found that his index finger was permanently stuck in his ear. And when Julia tried to kiss Carl, she found her lips were stuck around the straw. Our writing staff then decided that there was no way to get them out of this predicament. So now, we look in on a different scene with Carl Morgan and Julia Fairholm, written by our new writing staff.
You know, Julia, you surprise me.
Surprise you, Carl? How?
How you're able to behave as though nothing has happened between us, even though everyone in Mill City knows your heart is breaking.
I see. More coffee, Carl?
Not just yet, Julia. And that's exactly what I mean.
Mean, Carl?
The day you learn to bend a little, that's the day you're going to become a woman.
And what am I now, Carl?
Heaven knows, Julia. But I pity you.
More coffee, Carl?
Yes. Yes, Julia. Now I believe I will have some coffee.
I'm sorry, Carl. We're out of coffee.
What? Well, then why...
Permit me to...
Remove this mask.
Good heavens.
That's right, Carl. Not your beloved Julia Fairholm, but Herr Inspector Kurt von Brunner of the Silgrovian Secret Police. Carl Morgan, I place you under arrest in the name of the state.
What's going to happen next time? Don't fail to miss our next exciting episode when we'll hear Carl say...
I'm especially scared of mice, so please don't put any mice in my cell.
We shall see, Herr Morgan. We shall see.